Shipments of U.S. corn are heading for Cuba for the first time in 40 years. Some 24,000 metric tons of corn from 8 Midwestern states left the port of New Orleans yesterday. The exports are possible under a law passed last year to allow humanitarian shipments to Cuba. The corn will replenish reserves that Cuba lost when Hurricane Michelle hit the island in November. Allowing these exports to Cuba is a controversial move, given the reservations about political freedom in the communist state. But for many U.S. farmers, it's a welcome move. Gary Niemeyer has worked with the Illinois Corn Growers and National Corn Growers Association for the past 7 years, trying to get more American products exported. He joins us on the line from his farm in Glen Arm, Illinois. Mr. Niemeyer, what do you think about this latest announcement?
Well, it's a great opportunity for us to start moving grain from the United States only 9 miles to Cuba, and we've been held out of that opportunity to market grain there for 40 years almost.
Well, some people would say that there's a reason for that. They would oppose this move on the grounds that it offers support to the communist regime in Cuba. What would you say to them?
I'm a farmer. I'm not that as interested in politics as other people are, and to me, this is more about people to people, the American farmer to the Cuban consumer.
What do you think this means to Midwest farmers in general? What tangibly will it mean for them?
Well, it's the opportunity to start moving grain. And again, the sanctions to Cuba have only temporarily been lifted for humanitarian reasons. And if this is just the beginning, so be it. There are a lot of sanctions that have been imposed throughout the world that have kept us from moving our grain to those countries. And this is where we're coming from.
Well, what about you personally? I mean, farming has been in your family for generations, as I guess it has been for a lot of people out there. Will this change your life in a way? I mean, are there things that you've been putting off buying, for instance, that you've needed, that you haven't been able to buy, that now that you're able to sell this grain to Cuba, you will be able to buy?
Well, I think it's more not so much that this is a large sale to Cuba, but it's the beginning of maybe several sales in the future, and not only necessarily to Cuba, but to other countries that have had sanctions put on them.
Mr. Niemeyer, have farmers been hurting all these years by not being able to sell their grain and their products to Cuba?
I don't know that that would necessarily be a factual statement. However, it has caused our government to have to put a safety net on farming to keep us afloat here, at least for the last few years.
When you say safety net, you mean subsidies?
Absolutely. And from our standpoint, as a farmer, I would much more rather produce a product for the market rather than to produce a product and be subsidized by the government because they put sanctions and embargoes on.
Gary Niemeyer is a member of the Illinois Corn Growers Association. He joined us from his farm in Glen Arm, Illinois. Thank you, Mr. Niemeyer.
You're quite welcome.